Okay, so I wish to declare the meeting open at 2:04 PM. I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Yamatji people, and recognise the contribution of Yamatji elders past, present, and future in working together for the future of Morawa. We have in attendance Deputy President Councillor Ken Stokes, Councillor Grant Chadwick, Councillor Dean Clempson, Councillor Mark Coker, Councillor Deb Collins, Councillor Diana North, and myself, Councillor Chappell, and we have CEO Mike Cole. There are no members of the public. Are there any apologies? No approved leaves of absence? Are there any disclosures of interest? No applications for leave of absence or response to previous questions. There are no members of the public, so there's no public question time. Item 7, are there any questions from members without notice? No. We'll move on to item 8, announcement by presiding member without discussion. There are no announcements. There are just the president's meetings for the record. Item 9, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters. Can I have a show of hands, please? So that is 7-0.
Thank you.
Item 10 is the confirmation of the minutes of previous meeting. There's a recommendation that covers two meetings. Can I have someone, Councillor North, Councillor Chadwick? Is there any dissent to that? There being no dissent, I'll declare that that is carried. Those two, 7-0.
Thank you.
Item 11.11, actions performed under delegated authority for December 2024 and January 25, and then the report is as attached. Councillor Stokes, Councillor Coker, is there any dissent to that? There being no dissent, I'll declare that that too is carried. Item 11.12, adoption of the 2025 council election processes. There is a recommendation. Councillor Collins, Councillor Chadwick. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Collins? No. Does anybody wish to speak against it? Can I have a show of hands to support it, please? That is 7-0. So that Council 1, note that the terms of office of Councillor Chappell, Councillor Stokes, Councillor Coates, Coker and Councillor Collins expire on 18 October 2025. 2, resolved to continue to elect the office of Shire President and Shire Deputy President using the by-council method. 3, declare in accordance with Section 424 of the Local Government Act 1995 the Electoral Commissioner to be responsible for the conduct of the 2025 ordinary elections together with any other elections or polls that may be required. 4, decide in accordance with the Section 4612 of the Local Government Act 1995 that the method of conducting the election will be as a postal election, and that has been passed by an absolute majority.
Thank you.
Item 11.1.3, review of the 2024 Morawa Arts Art Awards and Exhibition, and there is a recommendation. Councillor Stokes, Councillor North. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Stokes?
No, I don't.
Does anybody wish to speak against? If not, I'll go to the vote. Those in favour? 7-0. That has passed.
Thank you. So, there we go.
11.1.2. The finances. Can I get the heading pulled back down again, please, Mike?
Okay.
The monthly financial report for December 2024, there is a recommendation there. Councillor North and Councillor Coker. Do you wish to speak to it at all, Councillor North?
No, I don't.
Anybody wish to speak against it? If not, can I have a show of hands to support it, please? That's 7-0 as well, thank you.
Thank you. So now
nothing. No reports from committees, no motions of which a previous notice has been given, and no new business of an urgent nature. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed. There is a recommendation there that we close the meeting. Councillor Stokes, Councillor North, is there any dissent to that? There being no dissent, I'll declare that that is carried.
Bear with me while I cease that table.
Okay.